Let's mention your website, EileenMcGann.com. People can go there and find a link from my site, NorthernSpiritRadio.org, and you'll follow the link to Eileen's. While you're visiting NorthernSpiritRadio.org, make sure that you stop and leave us a comment. You can comment on our programs, general suggestions. It's all good. We love hearing from you. Let's go on and share a little bit of your music. Is there something thematic with your activism in the world, Eileen, that you'd like to share?
Well, one thing that I think is important in doing political music is, and just in living our lives too, I suppose, is that you don't get caught up into it to the point that you lose your own perspective and get saddened and angry. And one of the ways of doing this is try to approach some of it with humor. Now, I'm Irish, and I actually grew up singing Irish traditional music, and it's still a big part of what I do. I'm not primarily a political songwriter, though the personal is political, so all my songs are political. I'm not primarily a spiritual songwriter, though, again, everything I do comes from a spiritual perspective, so in that sense I am. But I do regular old folk gigs in the world. I do concerts that are completely traditional music, mostly the traditional music of Britain and the Celtic nations. And I think that's still very important to what I do. And political music is part of, especially the Irish tradition. And so I grew up with a lot of Irish political music. And so for me, that's part of my cultural heritage, and it's part of what I continue to do. So I see my political songwriting as in line with the traditional music that I grew up with, and I still do that traditional music. And I think it's important to do traditional music and to sing the songs that came from 400 or 200 or 600 years ago and bring them alive for people now, because I think one of the symptoms of our disconnected society is that we have lost our sense of the past. In losing our sense of the past, it's very easy to lose your sense of the future, lose your sense of responsibility and connectivity to the people of the future who are going to inherit our planet and our economic system and our political systems. If we can connect with the plight of someone 400 years ago in a song, it helps us connect with and think about the fact that 400 years from now, there's going to be the same kind of people dealing with the same kind of things, and what are we leaving to them? But one of the things that's in Irish music, and especially in Irish political music, is a sense of humor and a sense of looking at things with a perspective that points out some of the absurdity of what goes on in politics. So I was thinking about some of the political issues that we have and thinking about how do we actually make change happen, given that we only get to vote once every few years and that we often feel like that vote is wasted. So here we are trying to export democracy around the world, and you wonder, do we really have a democracy right now? What is the form of government that we have if we only participate when we vote every few years? That, of course, led me to think about Plato's criticisms of democracy and saying democracy is handing power to the hoi polloi, to the people who don't know anything, to the mob. If you hand the power to the mob, then you're not going to get the government that's of the highest standard. I also thought about Winston Churchill saying, democracy is the worst form of government except for all the others. Out of those two thoughts and some other musings about what was going on at the time, I came up with this song, which is called Too Stupid for Democracy, and it's on the Journeys album.
Oh, I think we're just too stupid for democracy. Whoever thought majority should rule? I think we're just too stupid for democracy. Show me a mirror, I'll show you a fool. Think of the majority of people that you meet. Do you think that their opinions should be law? Well, if you're like the majority, you think the rest are nuts. Thus democracy reveals a fatal flaw. Think about the average uncultivated field. There's 20,000 weeds for every flower. And over in the corner where manure's piled high, you'll find the weeds who want to be in power. And every 4 or 5 years they will play a little game, saying you can pick your leader, take your choice. And they throw us out a line which we swallow every time, and that's the end.